the reading is on expectation from Regarding Relationships by Mariana Marino from the Inner Realm magazine. As we are entering another new year and making resolutions and setting goals, it might be a good time to consider the topic of expectation and what it does to us. Some questions to ask ourselves are, what are expectations? How does it show up? What does it do to us and to others? And what can we do about it? What is expectation? And it can and often does tag along with our goals, hopes, and desires. But it isn't exactly these. Expectation means that we hold an idea of how goals will be met, our hopes materialized, and our desires fulfilled. Having an expectation inherently means that we are attached to what we want the outcome to look like. The problem is that we get disappointed when we don't get the outcome we expect, and this disappointment can easily turn into anger, resentment, and even depression. This is the pattern of unmet expectations. Good morning. When we put expectations on our partners or on a situation, we are setting up a standard for them. We are telling them, or it, how we want them to be. What expectations do you have on your partner or on your friends, on your job? Can your partner reasonably meet them? What happens if he or she cannot live up to the expectations? Do you accept your partner only if they meet your expectations? When you attach to what you think a person should be or what they should do, you are not allowing them to be who they are. You are not accepting them. Not only is this harmful to your partner and to the relationship, it is harmful to you. Having expectations puts your satisfaction in the hands of another. It puts your power to be happy and peaceful at the mercy of another. We do this all the time when we look for others to be what we expect them to be, and unfortunately, we get disappointed. But we do this to ourselves. We set up ourselves to be disappointed, hurt, angry even. Can we see how this could affect the goals or wishes we set forth? Especially in this time of New Year's resolutions or vision quests. Many times our wishes get caught up into expectations, how we want things to turn out. So many times we've been in a relationship waiting for the other to show up how we want them to be. If only they do this. Or why did they do that? If only. Or with a job. Why can't my boss see the real potential in me? Why is there such mind-numbing work? Why can't it be more, pay more, be more? We want what we want and how we want it. Nothing really wrong with that, but it doesn't always work. We don't give enough room for grace to come forth. We don't trust that the universe is benevolent and maybe wiser than we are. When we put forth our wishes or desires into the future, we want to make a context around them so the universe, God, grace, can work its magic. For example, we are involved with a relationship that is not exactly the one we want. We don't want to be alone, so we make concessions. He isn't that considerate. She isn't that excited about your new job. We don't really have that much in common. If we start to look at what we want and not who we want, we'll have a better chance of getting our dreams. So with this idea, if you say something like, I want a partner that is considerate and caring, fun to be with, supportive of me, share interests but still be their own person, passionate, exciting, someone I'd love to come home to, you'll start to see if the person you are with fits this. Or maybe if a new person shows up, do they? When I was looking for a new job, I wanted a supportive work environment that used my creative talents. Another one of my requirements was what I wanted a window in my office. When I chose the job at the time, the office I was given was rather a cramped space, but the rest of the requirements were there. So I decided to take the job anyway, and 6 months later, I was moved to a spacious office with a huge window. You would have other examples of things that happened to you. It was because you can put your wishes, desires, dreams out and let go of the expectation of how it had to be. We need to dream for the future so we can start to manifest it now. We want to create the future we truly desire. Werner Erhard, the founder of VESS, the forum and currently Landmark, said in his Ideas for Conversation that life is like a three-act play. Act one is the past, which is over and done and you can't change it. And the third act is the future that you're living into, which is not this way or that way, but could be predictable and certain. And the second act is the current year of your life. Because in a play, the first act ends at the second act. So you want your past to be completed, done, not coming into the second act, which is what is creating the third act. The future that you are living into influences how you are living currently. If you take the vision of the future and bring it into your current life, you will be creating your future. Now, the third act never gets played, but you want to create a future that needs the second act to be satisfied, creative, curious, and adventuresome. The problem is most of us are living a future that comes from our past. So what has happened in the past is not creating a future, but just reliving the past. Expectations come from the past. Even if we say something like, we don't want a destructive relationship, we've had one in the past, it still may cloud our ability to create the future. If we say we want something, but this could happen, we are in the past. So we need to complete Act One, the past, as well as we can. Leo Sowell said, if you are depressed, you are living in the past. If you are anxious, you are living in the future. If you are at peace, you are living in the present. It is important to live more in the present with the visions of what the future will bring. If you are suffering, do what you can to let go of the past. Heal the wounds. Forgive yourself, others, God. Right now, close your eyes and be present in this room. Look to see if anything right now is upsetting you. If so, feel into it. Let this feeling come forth. Any concerns for the future, anxieties, again, feel into them. Then see if you can look beyond them and be present right here, right now. Practicing being present is one of the most important things we can do, and we don't do it enough. Take time out of your busy schedule and stop and just feel into what's going on right now. So how can we deal with expectations? Understanding what expectations are and consciously choosing to eliminate them is the first step. The two tools are accepting what is and practicing detachment. Accepting what is simply means we allow them or it to be exactly whom or what they are without holding expectations of what should be. Accepting what is allows us to practice detachment, which is letting go of our emotional attachment to what we want him, her, or it to be. This is a lot easier when we are clear about our intention. It takes a lot of awareness to determine if you are truly coming from your true desires. As we start 2020, can you hold your goals, hopes, and desires in your heart and go forth open to all possibilities? Can you hold others in a loving and accepting space without imposing what it should look like or be like? Can you dare to trust the divine enough for you to have your dreams without any idea whatsoever how they will be answered? Go ahead and be daring and courageous. Dream your dreams and let go of any expectations. You are not held back by anything but your own limitations. As Walt Disney said, if you can dream it, you can live it.
Thank you, Diana.